Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have a very special guest. His name is David from Massachusetts, and he is going to share his story. And it's important for us to listen very closely because he hasn't had any real contact with TIs. So he's going to be telling his story from the hip, and he will not have picked up any kind of information. So with that, I will say you can call into the show live and ask a question or get involved at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, one more thing and we can go. We have a brand new chat associated with this call, and you can go there by typing in your browser meet.google.com/YTZ-RECO, RECO-BIA, and the chat is open right now, and I will try and take a second and answer your questions. Thank you. Okay, Dave, you in there?
I am in here.
Okay, we have Richard from North Carolina, and he's going to step in too, and we'll see if we can help you with this and make sure you're okay with it. Go ahead. Take your time, too. I mean, you know, there's no rush.
Who are you speaking to, Frank? Dave or Richard?
No, I was speaking to you.
Oh, you're speaking to me?
Yes, sir.
So what should I do now?
Tell your story. You could perhaps start from the beginning or whatever you choose to do. We're 100% behind you. So you can go ahead when you're ready.
All right. Hello, my name is David Romano. I reside in Clinton, Massachusetts. And I believe, I know for sure, for about the past 7 years, I've been the subject of B2K, electronic TI, you know, tortured individual. It all started at work. I was a correction officer for 15 years. Once I had about 13 years in, I started having a lot of problems at work. I also battled, I had a partial addiction to Adderall. I would abuse it. And it would, it seemed that they would attack me the most when I'm vulnerable on Adderall. But there was a time frame where they attacked me for 3 weeks when I was totally clear at it. So I know it wasn't something that came from abusing the Adderall. I don't even know where to start. So for about 2 years of my last 2 years of work, and I was harassed pretty badly, I ended up being committed to a mental institution by my work. I don't know. I was at my parents' house having a mental breakdown because of the voices. I didn't understand how any of this technology existed. I just heard people's voices that I've grown up with over the years talking to me, and they talked me into leaving my mother's house and going home. And I jumped in the shower, and they were talking to me, and someone commented on my penis size and just ridiculous stuff, but they were laughing and joking. And then I went and laid in my bed in my room, and the conversation turned strange because one of my best friends was sleeping over, and they talked me into thinking that he was a pedophile. And they told me that he was doing all these things in my house and that they had a videotape of it as proof, and they were going to come down and show it to me. And at the same time, my friend was in the living room, and he heard the voices too, and he ran out to his car and got a bat and came back into the house, and they told me that he was coming after me with the bat. So I was very paranoid, so I called the police that I had an emergency situation. I never told them what was going on. And the police responded. Also, my work stress unit responded. My now ex-wife, she was my wife at the time, she showed up there. So they were all in on it prior to fucking... Sorry, I don't mean to swear. Prior to my knowledge, I didn't know about these weapons and what they were being used against me for. So that happened. So they brought me to an institution in Boston and committed me. And when I was in the institution, I was hearing their voices. Very much so. They're all voices that I could distinguish. People, like I said, they're all people that I knew for many, many, many years. And they were bombarding my head. And that come nighttime, they were playing pornographic material on the walls of my bedroom. If I stepped outside of my room, the projections would be on the walls of the hallway. And I went and sat inside the phone booth, and I was communicating with them. I was just a mess. I was in a hysterical, I was in tears. And one of the workers there, he couldn't believe what was going on, and he felt so bad for me that he tried to take me off the unit and put me in the hallway, but they wouldn't let him. He wasn't aware, I don't think, of what was going on. So that was my first instance dealing with what was going on.
Were you really very scared, or were you...
Scared for my life, yeah, very scared for my life. On the drive out there, I overheard the lady in the car talk to my wife, saying that maybe she could give her some money when this is all over, because she was going to be coming into so much money. They thought I was going to kill myself in there. They were trying to get me to, but... I resisted it back then. That was 2013. No, that was in 2015. I'm sorry. The actual harassment began in 2013, but that was 2015. That was my first incident with the voices. And like I said, they're all the voices I recognize. They're all people that I've known for 15 years plus. And that was my first instance with them. So,
okay.
When I... all right.
I have a question. What was the intensity? I mean, were they like everywhere and they were on you like all day long through the night?
Yeah.
Can you explain that?
Yeah. Yeah, they were on me. Anywhere I went, I heard the voices. Completely all over me, telling me to commit suicide and being very, very vulgar.
Yeah, but that's one of the things they're noted for.
It got worse over the years. Like I said, that was my very first instance with dealing with it. When I was released from that program, I had to take a partial program, and the whole partial program was consisted of the gang stalking. It was all people that were in on it, were there harassing me subliminally. And, like, one guy wore a Superman shirt. They used to say I was Superman. They referred to me as Batman. They referred to me as a 00. These are all things that they've shamed me with over the years.
You mind if I ask a question, David?
Yeah.
I was wondering if the facility that you say you were working for, was it directly connected to the government, or was it a private owned facility? And during that period of time that all this began, had you been involved in any sort of lawsuit or inheritance claims, workman's comp, insurance claims, or anything like that?
No, nothing at all. I went in, I did my job, but like I said, I was dabbling in Adderall. I was abusing Adderall, not every day, maybe once or twice a week. I had to get off my shift of 3 to 11, and I had to go 11 to 7 because one of the captains on the 3 to 11 shift, which he's the main aggressor, he's the one that did this to me. He was placing me in a new position every day that I went into work. And that's unheard of when you have 13 years and you have a steady place of employment. And he would put me into situations, into block. I would run blocks that were very serious, have very serious individuals in them, and he would put me with the smallest COs available, brand new COs that didn't know what they were doing. He put me in the situation a lot, but I had a lot of time in, and I knew how to deal with inmates, and the inmates knew that they knew I was a very neutral guard, that I was compassionate in the ways, and that I was very fair. So, I mean, running the blocks that he put me in were no problem. It didn't matter who he put me in there with. I could work anywhere.
Was it government, state, county or state or
state,
federal?
State facility.
Okay.
State jail. It was a state jail.
And how long?
So,
what was your extended term, if that's what they were going to do?
What do you mean?
Did they threaten you with keeping you in there longer?
No. They harassed me, like, subliminally. Like, they would, for instance, they used a dummy that they used for practice and code, and they put a T-shirt on him and tried to draw a picture of me, making fun of me. One day, the captain that hated me the most, he put me into a unit where they had a code with the dummy, and they hung the dummy, and everybody responded, and I was sat there in shame. It was very embarrassing. But that's what they try to do.
That's the biggest thing they try to do, is embarrass you, make you feel like you're a total loser, make you feel like you're not worth a nickel. And just remember, you're a good person, and you need to recognize that. Anything you want to add, Richard?
Well, I did my job well for a long time. I mean, when I started getting messed up on the prescriptions that were prescribed to me, I kind of got out of control. They put cameras in my bathroom, and they caught a few times. I masturbated in the bathroom, and they have that all on. They knew all that, so they started harassing me that way. But I wasn't the only one to do that. Other people have done it over the years. I'm not going to get into all that. Like I said, that was the first instance where I knew something was wrong. I didn't figure out till 3 days ago about the technology, the V2K and the satellite microwaves, and all this information kind of bombarded me. And I found the support groups, and I called in, and I heard a lot from individuals that resonated with me. But that was my first instance with them. Over the years, there's been countless encounters. They always seem to strike after I have abused Adderall, but that's not the only time. They have stricken when I've been completely sober. I went on a family vacation to Aruba, and I did abuse Adderall, and they were in my head very bad.
Okay, Dave, we're coming up on commercial. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just wanted to tell the audience that this is Dave from Massachusetts, and he has been targeted for quite some time. If you'd like to call into the show live and ask a question or get involved, call 800-313-9443, or you can just listen at 605-313-0163.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we welcome David from Massachusetts as he shares his story. We also have Richard from North Carolina in the wings to ask a question. And David, we have Neil from Boston. Hold on one second. You can call into the show live and ask a question or get involved at 800-313-9443. Or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, Dave, I think Neil from Boston has a question.
Thanks for taking my call. And Dave, I hope you're doing okay. For real.
Thank you.
My simple question is, where was your Adderall being supplied from? Like, were you getting it yourself, or was it coming from any of your coworkers? You know, you have a
I would get some from my coworkers, but I was prescribed 60 a month.
All right. Because one of my thoughts, it just came right before I called the show, was that maybe you weren't really on Adderall, you're on something else that was called Adderall.
I don't know that.
You know what I mean?
Could be the case.
So that could be...
Whatever drug I was on made me extremely... makes me into like a shitty person.
Thank you very much, Neil. That's a good point. Always avoid keeping your meds somewhere where you cannot keep track of them. Some people even have gone as far as putting duct tape over them and then signing them. So thank you. Continue, Neil.
That was basically it. I mean, I'm a bartender, but I wouldn't call it by trade, but I am. So I'm approaching 50 years old, and I live in Boston, Mass, and I've worked in Faneuil Hall, and I've I've worked by Fenway Park. I've seen all sorts of stuff. So as far as, like, people trying to roofie other people and, you know, I as a bartender, I have to have, like, eyes like a hawk, you know. And as far as, like, one of my guests in front of me trying to roofie somebody else in front of me, you know. So it's that, I mean, like I said, maybe you weren't really on Adderall when you lost your marbles or, you know, lost your, you know what I'm saying? That's the question I'm going to
ask. Well, it's happened several times on Adderall, prescribed to me from my doctor, so.
Okay, and I guess my last question is going to be, who your doctors, like, do you trust them? Myself?
Yeah.
I haven't been to a doctor since I screwed up my knee in high school running track, you know what I mean? Like, I don't get a regular checkup or what, you know, I haven't seen the inside of a doctor's room at all. People marvel at me that, like, I look like people, like, I tell them I'm approaching 50, and they think I'm, like, 28, 30, 32 years old. I take care of myself. So maybe whoever your doctor is, maybe that's the link. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just speculating, and I'm just hearing your story for the first time tonight. So, like, okay. I said, I wish you well, and that's pretty much it. All right, man?
Thank you, Neil.
Thanks for the question.
Okay.
Go to our website, targetedmassachusetts.org, and you can pick up call information for our conference call. And that's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And they're all open mic, too. Nobody's muted. You get to have a good time.
All right, I'll think about it. I got plenty of time, you know, all this coronavirus. Like I said, I'm a bartender, so I've been out of work for a while, and Governor Baker here in Massachusetts just announced that nothing's going to change anytime soon, and it doesn't look like it will, so I'll have some time on my hands, basically. All right, guys, I'm going to hang up. Have a good night.
Yeah, bye. You too, Neil. We'll talk.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye.
Okay, David, we're coming up very shortly on station identification, but I just wanted to thank you and Neil and Richard, and we'll see you in a few.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Good evening. Welcome back to Houston's. My name is Frank Allen. Welcome back. Tonight, we have David from Massachusetts, and he's been sharing his story. And we have Richard from North Carolina hanging in the wings to ask questions here and there. And
yes.
You can call into the show live and ask a question. And get involved at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. We have a chat associated with this call. It's a brand new one. It's meet.google.com/YTZ-RECO-BIA. If it fails, just put in the last part after the slash. Maybe that'll get you in. Okay, let's get back to Richard and David.
Yes, I just wanted to say to David that, you know, we targeted individuals are victims, but we don't have to remain victims, and we don't have to be held down in the muck that they create and manipulate and try to set you up in many different ways, ruin your life, take control. These are horrible, terrible people that are doing this to many people. I hope that finding the community of other TIs that you found does give you hope and does help so that you can move forward in all of this. And just keep in mind that, well, there is hope. And we look forward to hearing from you. I'd like to hear a little bit about how you feel since you've found targeted Massachusetts and Frank and some of the other guys.
To answer your question, it's only been, I found them Sunday after doing a lot of digging on the on the internet trying to figure out what was actually going on with me. It does help to hear other people's stories, but at the same time, it doesn't change my situation. Sometimes it makes me more paranoid, but hearing what's going on with other people does resonate with me that I'm not the only person that this has ever happened to, if that helps answer your question.
Yes, sir, we all have that same feeling that, well, it's almost terrible to say, wow, I'm glad I found other people, because, well, you don't want them targeted either. But, you know, things are changing, things are coming out all the time, and sooner or later the lid's going to come off and we're going to have our answers, and the people that are doing this to people, for whatever reasons, are going to have to be accountable. So you hang in there and stay safe.
I'm trying my best. Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Richard. And I think we have Mike from Kentucky. He is interested in asking you a question.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Mike.
I wasn't expecting to be put on that quick. I didn't have the phone handy. I had it sitting down there on speaker. How much have you been able to document about this using, I don't know, are you able to, you know, come up with some kind of, and have you tried, who all have you tried to contact about it? Because I know everything I've done has pretty much been an exercise in futility to try to, even with documentation. I mean, a return receipt requested mail doesn't get, doesn't get delivered apparently, doesn't get replied to.
Okay. I haven't tried to contact anybody because the people that are doing this to me are all first responders, police officers, correction officers. I have nobody to turn to. I'm all alone. I believe that there's thousands and thousands of people involved in my case, and like I said, they put the V2K chip in me, and the chip allows them to see through my eyes. They've told me every little thing that I've been looking at. The strikes against me, that was just one in particular time. They struck me 3 weeks ago for 4 days, and they threatened me that they're going to kill me. They threatened that they have the Mexican mafia after me. And their biggest threat to me that scares the hell out of me is that they're going to set me up. They said they're going to set me up to look like a pedophile. That scares the shit out of me because they're in my phone and I have no one to turn to.
I like to use cameras that are not Wi-Fi enabled. You know, you can find a lot of these older cameras that are at pawn shops and things, and sometimes you have to find batteries that won't run down very quickly, like the high voltage 1.7. 1.6 nickel metal hydride batteries, and those type of cameras, you know, you can get a pretty big chip for them. You can record video, and it's not something that's easily hackable because there's no Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So this is the way you can document. All right, well, it's the way you can document if somebody's coming up to you and threatening you in some way or making snide remarks that reinforces what may be going into the V2K stuff, because most of what you're saying is internal, that you're not going to be able to prove to somebody externally that this is going on unless you can find a a doctor that will scan you with a MRI or something and find this, you know, somehow detect this device that they've implanted, right? The device doesn't show up, or will it? You think it will show up on any kind of scan?
They told me that they put one in my arm and one inside my ear canal.
Well, it sounds like you could, under false pretenses, probably get a scan, you know, done at some kind of a hospital. You know, they used to have these vans that would go around and do on-demand magnetic resonance imaging. I remember seeing those for a long time. They were like a semi-truck, and you could go just walk in and pay for an MRI scan of your entire body, you know, and take that to your doctor. And that's kind of an independent thing where you could get it, you get your whole body scanned, and if you know about where that's at in your arm, it ought to show up, I would think. And then you've got proof. Then you've got something you can take pictures of with your camera, go to the library and load it up on the internet and say, hey, look here, I've got proof. You can email it off to all your senators and congressmen and media. There's no way.
Yeah,
you don't need to be so hopeless is what I'm getting at. There ought to be a way to,
yeah, I don't,
you know.
Well, the police are like my main aggressors, so I have no one to turn to.
Well, lights on, rats out, you know. You turn the lights on, the cockroaches scurry. So the thing you got to do is put light on the situation. You need proof. Start establishing a chain of proof and start, you know, documenting as much as you can. And there, and then, you know, you're actually doing something. You know, that's a drive in itself. Is when, even if they don't answer you, like I've sent off, like I say, I've sent off to Rand Paul, which a brother of mine in the faith, sort of. He contacted the office and they sent a privacy policy statement and I filled that out and sent off the evidence that I've collected and did return receipt requested to Hal Rogers and registered mail to Mitch McConnell. Heard nothing back from any of them, but I've done something, you know. I did something. And I've collected the proof, and I've posted a lot of proof all over Facebook and recorded videos and stuff with little offline cameras that aren't Wi-Fi. One of them did get hacked, though, after I posted a video online of some of the harassment that was happening to me. The camera that I had completely quit working, but another guy's camera that also recorded what I was doing, his camera still works. It's kind of weird. I think a lot of these devices are hackable through Wi-Fi and vulnerable. Your phone, it's a software-defined radio, so they can augment the software anytime that you handshake to the networks. But, you know, if we're doing something, it's better than, you know, it gives you at least some a drive to be somewhat optimistic rather than to feel completely helpless, I think. So, yeah, you're not alone in this. I mean, it's not hard to find the patents for some of this technology.
Right, and this is the first documentation he's got right here with Republic Broadcasting. This is a
yeah, being online on
yeah.
You can share the archived interview you've done here with other people.
Right. This is going to YouTube, and from YouTube, it goes all over the world.
Yeah.
So, the documentation. That's what we're going to have to all do. Where it's undeniable what's going on, and you got to figure out why. You know, what is the motivation? What is the economic return? What is the, you know, why are they doing this? I mean, that's the one thing that I can't understand.
I pissed somebody off.
Oh, I've ticked off a lot of major. I've had people tell me that. Well, you've really pissed off the powers that be, and I'm like, well. I tell you what, the most dangerous creation of any society is a man with nothing left to lose. And if there's no remedy in the courts, that's exactly how they create terrorists. And they haven't been able to provoke me to do any kind of terrorism. I'm not playing that game.
No, I would never retaliate against anybody.
Well, the best revenge is survival, too. You know, they say that to rape victims. You know, the best revenge is survival and being a stick in the mud and just, you know. Sometimes I learned that in grade school. These bullies that try to, you know, make fun of you and get you to cry or something, they lose it. It loses its entertainment value after a while if they can't get you. If they can't break you down and rob you of any hope or will to live, then they lose interest and move on. You know, the Bible says, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you," because he doesn't have a finite amount of time to mess with people. So. Yeah, after a while, he can't get whatever results he wants. He'll move on to somebody else. But I say document everything you can, man. I'll let you go.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Mike. Now, we have Matt from Arizona. He would also like to
Hey,
ask.
How are you guys doing tonight? Hey.
Oh,
so
real
I'm,
good, Matt.
I'm a GI. My symptoms started, I tell you my story. My symptoms started in 2015 in Atlanta, Georgia. Me and my ex-girlfriend, I started on January 8th, 2015. 3 days later, she started. I was sitting in my living room, and I felt burning sensations through my entire body. This went on for a period of about 9 months. Well, really, it never ended, but for 9 months straight. I was up, you know, almost every night. I went to, you know, different doctors and stuff like that. And obviously everyone, people on this call or know by now, you know, psychiatrists can tell you schizophrenia or bipolar or delusional keratosis. I thought I had more Jones disease and all kinds of different things. It took me a good 2 years to actually figure out what was going on. Me and my girlfriend broke up in 2015, got back together in 2018, and about 2 weeks ago, she broke up with me again. She's targeted as well, and she accused me of being unfaithful. So they have very, very, very severely changed my life. Just like I think David was on the call a few minutes ago, was talking about he feels like he's alone. Well, he's not alone. There are others out there. You know, a lot of it is hit and miss. I don't have necessarily all the symptoms of that. I have voice to skull. I definitely am gang-stalked as well, too. I noticed it when in Las Vegas in 2018. When I was in Vegas, I was checked into my room by the hotel without me checking into the room. I went to the pool, and people were following me around the entire city. So I totally understand. I actually talked to a woman named Kathleen who was in California, and she's the one who told me about Target in Massachusetts. So this is my first time calling in. My story is unreal. I mean, I have voice to skull. I get radiation hits, microwave. I mean, everything you can think of.
Wow.
Yeah, I receive a lot of the same type of treatment. They like to go in my house when I'm not home and, they steal shit. They put stuff.
So
in
they
my
don't.
Home.
So they. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm a talker. I'm from New York originally, guys. So I'm sorry if I'm a talker or not. I'm actually very blessed to have found you guys because I've been listening for a while. But I figured, you know, I can listen enough. I want to kind of share my story because maybe someone else out there. You know, in regards to that, when I went to my psychiatrist, I go out here. I am on medications. I do take Adderall. I take Cymbalta. I do take different stuff. I don't feel like my medicine has been messed with because I've been taking Adderall since I was about 16 years old, on and off. But I will say one time I was in my psychiatrist's appointment, I let him know what was going on. I got out to my car, and my garage opener that's generally in my middle console was on my in the corner of my car, in the mirror all the way to the left. So I knew they had fucked with me and been in my car. So it's very scary. I just don't understand why this started, why they're doing this. That's what my question for you guys is.
Okay. Go to commercial once again, guys. Hang in there. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Once again, from Boston, Massachusetts, my name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have had the pleasure of interviewing David from Massachusetts. And he shared his story, and we had many asking questions. We still have Matt from Arizona. I haven't forgotten you, by the way. And I'd like to say you can call into the show live and ask a question and get involved at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. At this point in time, we have probably less than 5 minutes to go, and but I'd like to hear a closing statement from Dave and Matt, maybe?
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just, I'm listening to you for about 20 minutes now, and, I definitely believe that this is a work of the devil. It's very hard to comprehend, everywhere you go being followed. In regards to me, I don't hear, I haven't been threatened like a pedophile or anything like, you know, David was talking about. Mine basically tells me to hurt me or hurt myself or hurt other people and stuff like that. And I just say, fuck you back to it because I think it's bullshit. I know it's bullshit. You know, I don't know if I agree with you in regards to saying there's only a matter of time where they'll, you know, mess with you and then they're going to leave, because my life's been going like this for 5 years and 4 months now. I'm not hopeless, but it's, you know, it goes into my work. It goes kind of everywhere. You know, it doesn't stop. You know, it's the burning and the stinging sensations and, you know, like I'm being fried from the inside out. I mean, I don't know what
to
do.
Thank you, Matt. I really appreciate your input. Dave, you want to give us some closing thoughts?
Like I said, I haven't really got to share much of my story. I just gave a few for instances.
Yeah.
In my case, I do feel it's a matter of time before they do take action against me. They followed me as far as Aruba. They followed me to Miami on family vacations. So there is no escape in it.
Thank you. That's what I needed to hear. I'm going to have to cut you short because we're running out of time. And I'd like to welcome you over to our conference call. If you have the numbers, if you don't have them, I'll text them to you. And good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. And thank you, Neil, Mike, Matt, Richard, and naturally David.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.